Good morning. Thank you for being with us. I'm Kev. No Casey today, but we are not alone because joining us now on the Groucho's Deli Hotline, we want to welcome back to the program the president and CEO over at the Greater Chamber of Commerce, KC West Columbia, our good buddy, Tim James. Tim, good morning, my friend, and thank you for being with us today.
Kevin, good morning. Good morning. I'm just going to go ahead and jump to it before you tell me not to because you're so modest, but you know, I am so thankful for the point. I am so thankful for you and what you do for our community. And I want our listeners to know that last week, of course, was our Small Business Week. And the mayors from many of the Midlands towns all came together and presented the quarterly Business of the Quarter Award. And it went to The Point Radio and Kevin Cohen. And I thank you for what you do for our community.
Well, it's kind of you to say, and I appreciate it. I don't want to spend too much time on it other than just to say, I love our partnership and appreciate you, Tim, and everybody over with the Chamber. And it is an honor and a privilege to be among some really special people when we were over there last week.
Yeah, well, the honor is all ours, and the honor is that you're supporting our small businesses and our tourism, and it certainly reflects through your radio station. And we thank you for that.
Yes, sir.
And
thank you.
So this morning, you know, in May every year is also Teachers Week. But how in the world are you going to get a teacher in here during May? Because they're teaching.
Right, right.
But the first week out of school, I have one of our teachers that...
Do you know a teacher? You know somebody who's an educator?
Pretty fond of her myself.
Yeah?
She, 4 decades of teaching in the public school system, and it's my dear wife, Gay. And she is with us this morning. It's important to me to be able to applaud the teachers, but more so for our listeners to understand how the teachers are preparing the students to go to work. And Gay's here with us this year this morning, so it's my honor to introduce my wife, Gay James.
Hello, Miss Gay. It's great to have you with us. I haven't seen you in a minute, and I'm really happy to have you on the program. And I don't understand this whole 4 decades in our public school system because I've seen you, and I don't even see how that's physically possible with you being only in your 20s.
Oh, that's a good way to start the show. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, listen, you're beautiful and you're incredible inside and out. But, you know, I appreciate all of our educators so very, very much. I mean, where are we without our teachers? Where is our community? Where is our society? Where is business? Where is, I mean, you know, I've never met a teacher, Miss Gay, that went into teaching because he or she wanted to be famous or rich. It's always a calling.
Absolutely. It is a calling, that's for sure, and that's what I tell everybody. It's not a job. It's a calling. It's a tough calling, but we go into it, you know, obviously because we love children, but it's more than that as well. It's that we see this desire to help young people grow in their confidence, in their wisdom, and all the things that we can pour into them as teachers as we learn and grow. Over 41 years, I can tell you, it's been lots of changes, lots of things have happened in education, and some good, some bad. We learn as we go, we make changes as we go, but it's been a very, very rewarding, interesting, amazing career, and I'm still going. I'm going to go another year next year as well.
I love it. Love it, love it. Love your passion for it, and it's still, after 41 years, it's obvious that you still have that passion. What level do you teach at? I mean, what age range?
Okay, so when I started my career, I was teaching middle school and coaching high school softball. And I loved it and was just, it was my calling to coach and to be involved in that age level kids. But as I grew and had children of my own, I wanted to be on their schedule. So I went to elementary level and taught there for years. And then I became a literacy specialist and worked with teachers, helping them become better teachers of reading and writing and working with kids of all different levels in their classroom. And then after that, I became a reading interventionist, which is what I'm doing now. So this job now is working with students that are striving readers that have made it to fifth grade but still have difficulties with reading. And I know some folks find that very hard to believe that we have children in fifth and sixth grade that are still striving readers, but that's where we are. And so that's my job, is I work with fifth graders that just need some extra push with reading and so that they can be successful in their classroom.
And obviously, it starts with being able to read, and that opens you up to so many other things, not just educationally, but just in life and opportunity-wise. You know, I asked you that question first before we get to anything else because I want to kind of establish something. And, Tim, I can bring you in on this also because, you know, I'm in the industry where we have the news a lot here on the radio station, and we hear stories. And often if it's in the news, you know, the old thing, Tim, you've got a law enforcement background also, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, that kind of stuff. And I try to remind folks, Tim and Gay, I try to remind folks, we are in great shape with our young people. Yes. There are so many wonderful, wonderful young people. Our future is very, very bright. And Miss Gay, I know you could speak to that because you're around them so much, but people do not need to worry. We've got a great future ahead of us as America and society because these are overwhelming majority are wonderful young people.
You know, Kevin, I love you saying that because we take our eye off the target. We take our eye off of what the primary is because when it bleeds, it leads, as you said. And that is not anywhere close to the vast majority of the children who are striving extremely hard to be able to do the right thing. Yes, there are bad folks in the world, and that's why we have great law enforcement. But that's why we always have great teachers to be able to help these kids to become productive adults.
Well, I just wanted to make sure we started up front with that because I hear about people, and again, you don't hear about all the thousands of kids every day who do it right, who get up and go to school and learn and are pleasant to be around and make life a little easier on our teachers. You hear about the stinkers out there, and there's a few stinkers, just like there are a few stinkers in that are lawyers and doctors and, you know, pastors and rabbis and police officers too. There's always going to be some who cross the line. But my point is, we're in good shape. When we come back, I want to talk to Miss Gay a little bit about some of the things going on in education, from how we keep our teachers teaching and in the classroom and that kind of stuff, and why we're investing in our children. We'll get to all of that and why a teacher is joining us to talk all about the economic side of what's going on in Casey, West Columbia. Stick with us. Let's get to sports on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
Good morning. Welcome back in on The Point. 21 minutes after 8 o'clock here on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Thank you for being part of our Point family. Looking forward to the positive points on aging in just a little while. Miss Stephanie will join us from Oakley Village. But first, we want to go back to our hotline, and we've got Tim and Gay James joining us. And Tim, of course, our president and CEO for at least another minute or two. With the Greater Chamber of KC West Columbia. And then, of course, Ms. Gay, 41 years in education here, given back to our community. And one of those teachers, Tim, that I'm sure you can say has given a lot more than she's ever asked for or taken.
She really has. And I keep asking her, I said, when you going to retire, baby? When you going to retire? She goes, when I don't like it anymore. Yeah. And I don't think that'll ever happen. You know, she loves it. It's just what she does.
Yeah, well, the bottom line, it shows. And when you could still find passion in doing something, really anything, but certainly find passion in doing this for 41 years as an educator, that's remarkable. And it's beautiful, too. It's a really, really cool thing. And so we were talking before the sports break about why people should feel very positive. And I would imagine after four decades in the system, Gay, I would imagine that you've got some stories where you've watched people that have started off very small, little, go on to do a lot of special things.
Absolutely. And as I was thinking about this last night or yesterday, some of my students I've taught in the past, it's just amazing things they've done. You know, Kevin, some of them have gone to college and done great things. Some of them have come out of high school and gone into the workforce and done great things. Because we know the college route isn't for everybody, but for those who choose it, it's a beautiful thing. But for some of our kids that are just the hardest, grittiest workers that have just made great strides in life. And one fun story I have is that when I first got out of college and started teaching, I was a coach. And so came to Swansea, and I was coaching high school softball, and I had a player that was just the toughest, passionate player. She was a coach's dream. And so then over the years, we just continued our relationship, which we know is what teaching is all about, is developing those relationships with kids and their families. But fast forward, She became a teacher, and then she became a principal, and now she is my principal. So I actually work for her.
Wow. That is full circle.
Yeah, it's, and I love her, and she's amazing, and she's doing great things, but it's just, you never know when you meet people in life what's going to happen, and it's just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think that's great. I mean, my wife, Lainey, her mom was a teacher in Richland 1 for about 35 years, and one of the things that she took joy in was that as a teacher, she taught kids, and then before it was all over, she was teaching her kids' kids, the same
yeah.
ones. And I'm sure you've encountered that also.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And also, my doctor that I go to, my general doctor, she was one of my third grade students.
Wow. That's so special. That really is. Yeah. I mean, look, I know you don't do this for pats on the back or for trophies, but you have a part in that. I mean, you're part of the inspiration of these young people that inspired them to go on and be their best, and now they're doing great things. I think teachers are true heroes. I really believe that. So thank you. I mean, thank you for your contribution. Because, Tim, you know, when it comes to children, when it comes to the public school system, when it comes to what our teachers are doing, I mean, they're preparing them for society, which means they're preparing them not just for their future, but for our economic future.
Our chamber has, you know, as you well know, but we've got wonderful bridge programs between businesses and the schools through School District 2 and School District 4 in Lexington County. And we find, I'll give you an example, Rob Wessel, Wessel's Automotive, great, great man, been in business in West Columbia for many, many years. But what he does is he attaches himself to five or six students that are working in the technology center at Lexington too, and brings them over to his shop to be able to work with. And he says, Tim, it's the best five-week interview process I've ever had. I get to know which ones are the very, very best and put them to work. And, you know, he's hired many of those students who, as Gay said, decided college is not my route. I want to go directly to work. And that's just one of the fine examples that, you know, the partnership between the teachers, the schools, and the chamber has.
You know, when we think about where we are at, South Carolina, the fastest growing state, you know, you talked about that last week at the chamber meeting, and about the fastest growing state in America and more people coming to the state, more businesses coming to the state, all of that with the ability to grow. South Carolina is growing in ways not like your grandfather's South Carolina. You know, we're not adding textile jobs here. We're adding tech jobs. We're adding jobs that we need workforce development. And that's why teachers now are more essential than ever in getting our students ready, because there are good, high-paying jobs waiting for these young people when they're committed.
Yeah, Kevin, you know, Governor McMaster's made a comment, I don't know, several months ago at a meeting, and I heard him say, quit making students feel less than because they decide not to go to college but decide to go technical route and go directly to work. That's what we need, is more of not making students feel less than, but encouraging students to be able to go into a field and make six digits. And they are when they come right out of high school and a technical school and go right to work. That's the workplace needs that we have now. That work that's being sought after is, like you said, where we need to put these students directly to work. We got to be prepared for that, or these bigger businesses will go to a different state.
Well, I mean, it was just a matter of maybe last month that we had on Jeremy Cato from over at Midlands Tech talking about that very thing, and about how important it is to remind people that there are phenomenal, great-paying jobs if you go that tech route, or if you go to a trade school and things like that. You know, not everybody needs to go and get four-year degrees and this and that. There are great jobs waiting for people in so many different areas. But again, it starts though with Gay and all the other educators out there getting people ready at the youngest of ages to get them into a position so when it does come time for high school graduation, they can have choices of either going to college, going right into the work force, or even into the military. So there are a lot of opportunities, but it all starts with our teachers.
Gay said it best when I asked her to be on the radio talk show. She says, well, of course I will, because we're the ones that are preparing the workforce for the future.
Yeah,
that's exactly
right. It's spot on. So, listen, if you were to give a pep talk to business leaders out there, you mentioned Mr. Wetzel. If you were to give a pep talk to other business leaders that are out there about bringing students onto work, what would you say?
Well, you know, I'd refer back to what Gay said a moment ago. You know, there's a difference between hardworking and maybe the smartest in the class. They both deserve an opportunity. Gay will tell you that some of the hardest working, most dedicated students become the very best. So I would encourage our businesses not to ask for who's making the highest grades in your class, but, you know, who do you think is best to be able to go into a certain field? Every student deserves an opportunity.
I love it. Listen, both of you, thank you so much for the time visiting with me. I really enjoyed it. We'll catch up with you guys again very, very soon.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Miss Gay. I love talking to you again and catching up with you. Tim, you're the best, buddy.
Love you, man. See
you. Love you, too. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, guys.
All right, have a great one. We'll get bottom of the hour news. We'll get you Kim Komando's tech tip, and then we're coming back with Miss Stephanie from Oakleaf.
Mornings with Kevin.